In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to continue the topic we started off last time.
奉主耶稣圣名，我想要继续跟大家分享上一次的题目。
We look at some verses in Song of Songs.
如果我们看雅歌一些经节的话
，This is what we look at last time. We look at some.
我们上一次在看。
And as you know, Song of Songs is a very beautiful book, you know, for our spiritual cultivation.
我们知道雅歌对我们的属灵的进修是一个很好的书。
Actually, the whole book takes a lot of time to understand, or the whole song, you know, demands a lot of studying to understand to benefit from it.
在要读这一本书的时候，如果要得到益处的话，要花很多时间去查考。
So this is one of the five books we are studying together with the TTP students this time.
这一次我跟神学生他们分享的就是其中那个五本中的其中一本，就是。
Yeah. And it's a book full of you know history of the church.
这个经卷讲的是教会的历史。
It is about the relationship of God and His people.
关于神和人的关系。
The relationship between God and His ancient believers.
神和古圣徒他们的关系。
And also his relationship with the apostolic members.
他和使徒教会信徒的关系。
And then finally, it's the relationship between God and us in the true Jesus Church end time.
最后就是在神和末世的真耶稣教会的关系。
All these are clear in the Bible, in this song.
在雅歌都很清楚。
If you look at the whole song, it actually starts with life.
我们如果看整本书的话，还看到生命。
It starts.
从生命开始。
He let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, right? He says from the very beginning.
愿他用口与我亲嘴。
That is the words of God entering into our life.
这就是神的话语进到我们的生命中。
So we need to have the words of life to come into us.
所以我们要有生命之道来到我们里面。
To be kissed by the words of life.
用生命之道来向我们亲嘴。
Otherwise, you know, the kisses of Satan can damage us.
不然撒旦的亲嘴就会伤害到我们。
Like one of the apostles, Judas Iscariot, who was kissed by Satan, and then he became a devil. Jesus said, "One of you is a devil." Very serious.
门徒中其中一位犹大就是被撒旦亲嘴，然后主耶稣就说他是魔鬼。
This is very painful.
这是很痛苦的。
So using many verses, we are told how we should build up this good relationship with God in the end time.
所以透过很多经节的话，可以告诉我们在末世如何和上神建立好的关系。
Because without a good relationship with God, how can we have, you know, this glory to attract people to come to the Lord?
如果我们跟神没有好的关系，我们怎么可以有这个荣美可以吸引人来向主？
The sense.Glorious beauty, you know, in the end time, actually is what God expects of us.
所以末世的荣美是神对我们的期许。
In order to teach us many teachings, cultivation, build up a good relationship with God, Song of Song tells us, you know, with many, many ways so that we can build up this relationship with God.
在雅歌中教导我们许多不同的方法可以灵修向神建立好的关系。
That's why you can see the song uses many different environments to tell us this.
所以在雅歌中他用许多不同的环境来告诉我们。
It also tells us, it uses different plants, flowers, herbs, you know, to tell us how we should build our relationship.
用不同的植物花草来告诉我们如何建立好的关系。
It also tells us using different animals how we can build up a good relationship with God.
也用动物来跟我们说如何向神建立好的关系。
And also even uses different parts of human body for us to learn how to build our relationship with God.
也用人体不同的部位来教导我们如何向神建立好的关系。
It's a very profound book of history, prophecy, spiritual cultivation.
所以在历史、在预言、在灵修上都是一个很奇特的书。
That's why sometimes I call it a miniature of the Bible. Miniature, a condensed version of the Bible.
所以它可以说是一个浓缩的圣经。
Because you can see, in the beginning, the whole Bible also started with life. God's creation, that is life, isn't it?
因为圣经的一开始也是从生命开始。
And then you can see the ancient believers' relationship with God.
看到古时候的信徒跟神的关系。
And after that, you know, the ancient believers suffered. God delivered them, as we know.
这些信徒他们受苦，然后神拯救他们。
And then the coming of the Lord Jesus.
然后主耶稣来到。
Coming to us, not easy. He suffered a lot.
他来到不是一件简单的事，他受了许多的苦。
And the song tells us, he came to us, and comes to us, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills, right?
在雅各书他也提到说他在山上还有溪流中间。
穿山越岭而来。
穿山越岭而来。
而来到我的面前。
来到我们面前。
These mountains and hills means his suffering, his difficulties, you know. And yet, he has come to us through all these sufferings.
透过这些困难，这些难题，他还是来到我们面前。
And then the coming of the Holy Spirit to build up the apostolic church.
然后圣灵的降临来建造使徒时代的教会。
And the church apostolic began to grow, multiply.
使徒时代的教会就开始成长。
And then the apostolic church was actually harvested by God, by Jesus. 被收割了harvested.
使徒时代的教会也被神给收割了。
And then the church without the truth, you know,continue to multiply, spreading to different parts of the world.
教会没有真理，但是还是在到世界不同的地方去成长。
This is in history.
这是在历史中。
This can be seen from Song of Songs.
这也在雅歌中可以看到。
And then, very sadly, the Holy Spirit gradually departed from the true believers, you know, or the believers of the apostolic church, because the lack of the truth. When the truth is not there, Holy Spirit departs.
因为没有真理，圣灵就慢慢的离开了这时候使徒时代的信徒。
And that is many times, many years, many years.
透过了很多年。
And then the coming of the true Jesus Church.
然后真耶稣教会来到。
All this is prophesied in this song.
在雅歌中都有预言。
Basically, if you look at chapter 6 onwards, the 6, 7, 8, these are about true Jesus Church.
我们如果从第六章、第七章、第八章看，都可以看到真耶稣教会。
But in the growth of the true church, God expects us to exhibit, demonstrate this glorious beauty in our life.
在真教会的成长中，神期许我们可以显出他的荣美。
To a point, as we mentioned last time, even the angels would like to see our glorious beauty.
这到荣美的程度是连天使都想要看。
This is what we mentioned last week.
这是上礼拜提到的。
That was in chapter 6, right?
在第六章。
It's 13, okay? Remember those who were here last time. Just quickly, if you have a few seconds going over that, and then we continue to study more.
我们用一点点时间来复习。
Because when we study Song of Songs, you know, Song of Songs to learn to be cultivated, we need to look at the verses carefully.
如果我们要用雅歌来灵修的话，我们要仔细看这些经节。
Even every word is important.
每一个字都很重要。
So verse 13 tells us, you know, angel is willing, was yearning, longing to see.
这里
cultivated believers, the saints.
提到天使想要看到的是灵修很好的圣徒。
But God said, not yet, too early. They still got much work to do in this.World to save more people.
但是神说时间还没到，因为他们还有很多工作要带领更多的人。
So we cannot just say, I have got a lot. I've received Holy Spirit, and then we can go to heaven.
所以我们不能说我们得到圣灵就可以进天国。
Because if we don't bear fruit, eventually the Holy Spirit can depart from us.
因为如果我们不结果子的话，圣灵会离开。
As I mentioned last time, isn't it? A young person experienced this kind of, you know.Dilemma. Holy Spirit left him when he said, "I want to go to heaven now." Immediately after he received Holy Spirit.
在上礼拜我也提到一个年轻人，他遇到了这个情况，是他得到圣灵以后，以为他可以进天国，结果后来就失去了圣灵。
And then he repented after being inspired by him, and then he now, hardworking for God.
他受到
for God
启示，后来悔改，就努力为神工作。
Because then he received the Holy Spirit again,
他后来又得到圣灵。
This is very interesting.
这是很有趣的。
Because God wants us to realize the Holy Spirit given to us is to glorify Him, to have spiritual you know, glorious beauty to do more of His work in the end time.
因为神赐给我们圣灵是要让我们显出他的荣美，可以荣耀他，做他工。
That's why in Song of Songs chapter 6, verse 13, last part says, it's a question.
所以在雅歌第六章第十三节最后一句是一个问号。
Why would you see in the Shulamite, as it were, the dance of the two camps, or
你们为何要观看苏拉密女？
In other words, God says, whom angels, you know, they need to do more work.
他对天使说他们要做更多的工。
And then from then, you can see the praises, tremendous praises was given to them from chapter 7 onwards.
从第七章开始就可以看到对他们的一些赞美。
Angels would love to see God's chosen people.To return to heaven, of course.
天使想要看神的选民回到天国。
As we mentioned, angels also play a vital role in the salvation of mankind.
因为天使在人的拯救计划中也是扮演很重要的角色。
As we know, for example, Matthew chapter 1 verse 20.
因为我们看到马太福音第二十章。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
You can see the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Joseph, you know, you should take Mary, your wife, because what you have conceived is the Holy Spirit, angel involved in the plan of salvation of God.
天使在神的计划中有工作，像他像约瑟在梦中显现。
The angel in this case, at this time, told David, told Joseph, your wife Mary is conceived, is from the Holy Spirit, right?
这里天使对约瑟说：“你的妻子她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。”
And from verse 24, we can see another time the angel was involved.
第二十四节又可以看到他又天使又有工作。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
第二章十三节。
Matthew, I've got Matthew.
马太福音。
Again, you can see the angel of the Lord appear to Joseph in a dream.
主的使者向约瑟梦中显现。
Telling them what to do, flee to Egypt.
跟他说要逃往埃及。
And then up to verse 19.
十九节。
Angel appeared again.
主的使者又显现了。
In chapter 28. Matthew.
在马太福音二十八章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
The angel of the Lord came down from heaven. Chapter 28 verse 2.
主的使者从天上下来。
To do what?
做什么
?To.Roll back the stone from the door, you know, where you know Jesus was actually buried in the tomb.
把主耶稣所埋葬的坟墓的石头滚开。
Who did it?
谁做的
？The angel.
是主的使者。
Look at verse 5.
第五节。
The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. Jesus, you're looking for. You know, I know that you are seeking Jesus who was crucified."
第五节，天使对妇女说：“不要害怕，我知道你们寻找那钉十字架
耶稣。” This is very important because if angels are concerned with our salvation, how much more we have to be concerned with our salvation.
这是很重要，因为天使也会关心我们的救恩。
How much more we have to do the same?
我们要，我们不是要更在乎吗？
So Peter tells us.
所以彼得说。
In First Peter chapter 1.
在彼得前书第一章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 12.
彼得前书一章十二节。
The angels would also like to look into the salvation of mankind, right?
天使也愿意详细查看人的救恩。
This is a very important message for us.
这是对我们很重要的讯息。
That's why it's no surprise to see Song of Songs, the angels return, Shulamite.
所以在雅各书说天使说回来，苏拉密女不是一个很惊讶的事。
Because this is.The function of angels for God.
因为这是天使对神的功用。
That is to help to involve in the salvation work of God for mankind.
他们参与了帮助人得到拯救。
So this is a very glorious, you know, event.
这是一个很荣耀的事，很荣耀的使命。
But we need to be really glorious, in the eyes of God.
我们在神的眼中要是很荣美的。
Otherwise, it's not easy. you know, even for us to go to heaven. Let alone bringing more people to the Lord.
不然的话，对我们来讲，进天国不是很容易的，更何况是要带领更多的人。
So let's look at this chapter 7. Huh?
We mentioned
already. I think we mentioned chapter 7 was 1. Huh?
我们上次提到第七章第一节。
Beautiful praises can be seen from verse 1 onwards.
这里提到很美好的赞美从第一节开始。
Huh?How beautiful are your feet in sandals? Let's read the verses so that we know, we can feel, you know, the meaning and the power of the Word of God.
我们来念这些经节，可以体验中它其中神的能力。
How beautiful are your feet in sandals, O princess's daughter?
王女啊，你的脚在鞋中何其美好。
The curves of your thighs are like jewels.
你的大腿圆润，好像美玉。
The work of the hands of a skillful workman
是巧匠的手做成的。
We have to read the verses ourselves, you know. Otherwise, it's not easy to understand to be edified.
我们要自己念，不然的话很难去理解，得到造就。
You know, all the TTP students, they take notes, they study very, you know, hard in order to be cultivated and to share with people. I think we can do the same.
这些神学生他们做笔记也很努力的在念，我觉得我们也可以做到同样的。
We can learn from them.
我们也可以向他们
学习。So that we can build up ourselves.
所以我们可以建造自己。
And then to share with others, to build up others.
去跟别人分享，也建造别人。
If we love the words of God,
如果我们认识神的话语，
we can be more easily beautified by God's power.
这样我们就可以透过神的能力，让我们更加柔美。
So how beautiful are your feet in sandals?
你的脚在鞋中很美
好。
王女啊。
This is very wonderful, isn't it?
这是很美好的。
If we continue reading just a little bit, and then we can explain, see how we can glorify God.
如果我们继续读的话，可以认识到我们如何荣耀神。
Maybe in the beginning we don't understand very much.
一开始我们没有很了解。
可能maybe. Verse 2.
第二节。
Your navel is a rounded goblet, it lacks no blended beverage, your waist is a heap of wheat set about with lilies.
你的肚脐如圆杯，不缺调和的酒，你的腰如一堆麦子，周围有百合花。
Using different things now to describe how we should glorify God.
用不同的东西来形容我们如何去荣耀神。
Navel, wheat, waist.
肚脐还有腰。
Wheat, 等等。
还有脚。
不是了，那个 W H E A T 啊，麦子。
麦子。
And then verse 3.
第三节。
When we read Song of Song, we have a holy mind to read carefully.
我们在读雅歌的时候，要有一个圣洁的心。
Because God's creation are wonderful.
因为神的创造是很美好的。
Verse 3. Your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle.
你的两乳好像一对小鹿，是就是母鹿双生的。
Using human bodies to talk about our relationship with God.
用人体来形容人跟神的关系。
Your neck is like an ivory tower.
你的颈项如像亚台。
How? Your eyes like the pools in Hesbon by the gates of Bathrabim. Your nose is like the tower of Lebanon, which looks towards Damascus.
你的眼目像西什本巴特拉饼门旁的水池，你的鼻子仿佛朝大马士革的黎巴嫩塔。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Your head crowns you like Mount Carmel, and the hair of your head is like purple. A king is held captive by your tresses.
你的头在你身上好像加密山，你的头上的发是紫黑色的，王的心因这下垂的发髻记住啊。
Maybe.We have believed in the Lord Jesus in the true churches for so many years.
或许我们在真耶稣教会已经相信神很多年了。
Do you understand these verses?
你可以了解这几章几个经节吗？
Do we know that they are so important for us to glorify God in our life?
你知道这对我们在生活中荣耀神很重要吗？
You know, a brother said to me, I have believed in the Lord Jesus in the true churches 60 years.
有一个弟兄对我说，我在真耶稣教会信神60年了。
But he doesn't know the Bible.
但是他不知道圣经。
What's the point of telling people I've been in the true church for so many years and yet we don't even know the teachings in the Bible?
如果你跟别人说你相信神很多年，但是不了解圣经的话，你这样跟别人讲有什么意义呢？
How can we have this glory, you know, God's beauty to attract people?
我们怎么能有这种荣美可以吸引别人呢？
So let's encourage one another.
所以我们要彼此勉励。
And not encourage our next generation younger people.
也要鼓励我们下一代的年轻人。
So that they love God's words more than anything else.
要喜爱神的话语胜过别的。
If we can teach our children from young to love God more than anything else, then we don't have to worry too much about the future.
如果我们可以在小孩还小的时候教导他们爱神更多的话，
神的话，神的话，
爱神的话更多的话。
And we don't have to worry too much about their future.
那我们再不用太担心他们的未来。
It's true.
这是真的。
I've seen with my own eyes.
我自己
也看到。For the past many years.
在过去很多年。
You can see parents who are keen to teach their children from young to know the words of God. They do not worry too much about their welfare in the world and also their heart to serve God in the church.
如果父母在小孩子还小的时候教导他们神的话的话，他们就不用太担心他们未来在世上或者是服事神的上世上担心。
Because the words of God can be power to actually teach them, to learn, and then to put into practice.
因为神的话有能力教导他们，让他们把学习的行出来。
How beautiful your feet in sandals, as we mentioned.
你的脚在鞋中何其美好。
That is.To tell us, you know, our behaviors outwardly can be seen by people.
这里提到是我们的行为可以被别人看到。
Very obvious. Whether you like it or not, people will know.
很明显的，别人就会看到。
That is why, in the book of the Acts of the Apostles.
所以在使徒行传。
Before the church began to grow mightily, you know, they had to choose workers.
在教会成长之前，他们就有几位工人。
Look at chapter 6, Acts.
我们看《使徒行传》第六章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Acts chapter 6, verse 3.
使徒行传第六章第三节。
People to work for God.
这里他们选一些人为神工作。
The first qualification is good reputation.
第一个条件就是有好名声。
The second one is Holy Spirit.
第二个条件被圣灵充满。
And third is wisdom.
第三个是智慧充分。
Of course, there are other things like good faith, etc. But in this verse, we can see good reputation comes first.
当然有其他的，像是好信心，但是在这一节我们可以看到，好名声是第一个。
As if it is more important than the Holy Spirit.
好像是比圣灵还重要。
Of course, Holy Spirit is the most important.
当然，圣灵是最重要的。
But why then good reputation? That is, you know, your feet so beautiful in sandals. That's the meaning of the same, huh? It put first.Good reputation put first. Why?
这里把好名声就像雅各把脚放在第一个，为什么
？Yeah. Why? Why? Why is it?
为什么
？Because you can speak in tongues.
因为你可以说灵言。
We can speak in tongues all the times.
你可以总是说方言。
But if we cannot put God into practice in our life, speaking in tongues supposed to edify us, but will not do too much.Because we do not obey.
因为我们应该是要把神的话行在生活中，如果我们是只是说方言的话是没有益处的。
We speak in tongues, we need to obey the Spirit.
我们说方言的时候就要顺服圣灵。
To make sure our behaviors can send forth fragrance, according to them, good reputation.
确保我们的我们的行为可以散出香气，就像这里的好名声一样。
Good reputation is to be glorious in our beauty.
好名声就是在我们的荣美上。
That is why if you look at chapter 11 Acts.
所以我们看使徒行传第十一章的时候。
We know from this chapter verse 22.
我们可以从二十一节开始看。
22.
二十二节。
Chapter 11, verse 22 to 24, we can see a very important person.
22节到24节，我们可以看到一个很重要的人。
And his name was Barnabas.
他的名字是巴拿巴。
Good man.
是一个好人。
Verse 24 say, good man.
24节说他是个好人。
Because of good man, you see, again, full of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit again comes second. Faith comes third.
这里圣灵是第二个提到，信心是第三个提到。
Why good man again?
为什么又说好人
？Why first again？
为什么第一个说好人
？Very important. With Holy Spirit, with faith, if the other works, is dead.
如果你有圣灵、有信心，但是没有行为，是死的。
No good reputation, Holy Spirit will depart eventually.
如果没有好名声的话，圣灵会离开。
Because of this good behavior, good reputation, glorious beauty in him. You can see in verse 24, great many people were added to the Lord.
因为他有好行为、好名声，是一个荣美的人，所以有许多人归服了主。
Can you see preaching the gospel is not just the 10 basic beliefs?
所以我们在传福音的时候，不是传只传十大信条。
We have to live out the words of God.
我们要
being able to give forth the glory of the Lord.
可以显出神的荣美。
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
Paul's message is the same.
在保罗的讯息中也是。
He said, "We have to shine forth in this crooked world. In this world, we have to shine forth."
在世界上，我们要发出光。
Look at what he said in second, Philippians chapter 2,
Philippians 第二章。
Philippians chapter 2,
Philippians 第二章。
Verse 15,
十五节。
Let's see what Paul tells us in terms of a glorious beauty.
这里在保罗跟我们谈到的是荣美。
Chapter 2, verse 15, Philippians.
腓立比书第二章十五节。
He said, "We are the children of God."
所以我们是神的儿女。
We among the crooked generations, we should be able to shine as lights in the world.
在这弯曲背谬的世代，我们显在是好像明光照耀。
If we don't shine, we cannot have glorious beauty. How can we preach to people?
如果我们没有明光照耀，没有荣美，我们如何向别人传福音
？So you have to ask God to help us. Externally, we have good reputation.
所以我们要求神帮助我们在外面有好名声。
The people when they talk about Bowen Park Church is very keen to preach.
所以当别人谈到伯恩教会的时候，就会说他们很喜欢传福音。
This is good news. This is good reputation.
这是一个好名声。
And therefore, they want to set up more branches by God's grace.This is wonderful, isn't it?
所以他们会有更多的分支。
This is God's grace.
这是神的恩典。
It's possible because we can shine forth for the Lord.
是可以行道的，我们是可以有明光照耀。
So externally, our actions can attract people to come to the truth.
所以外在我们的行为可以吸引别人来到真理。
This is the meaning of our feet are beautiful in sandals.
就是这就是脚在鞋中美好的教训。
Sandals cannot block our beauty.
鞋子没办法包住我们的荣美。
Our beauty can go so far in different countries even.
我们的荣美可以到很远。
Not because we want to glorify ourselves.
不是荣耀自己。
It is God wants us to have this glorious beauty to attract more people.
因为神要有我们的荣美吸引更多的人。
But if you look at this verse again.
但是如果我们再一次看这个经节
That is chapter 7 verse 1 in Song of Songs
雅歌书第七章第一节
What does it say?
他说什么
The curves of your thighs are like jewels
你的大腿圆润好像
美 We mentioned last time this is inner beauty
我们上次提到这是内在的美
Not just externally but innerly we have to be beautiful
不只是外在，我们内在也是很美的。
This is called a new creation, according to Paul, right?
这是新造的物。
Thighs not visible, and yet very beautiful.
大腿是平常是看不到，但是它是很美的。
This is called inner beauty.
这是内在的美。
Paul says this is called circumcision of the heart.
这是保罗所说的是心里的割礼。
Jesus has circumcised us.
耶稣已经向我们行了割礼。
He circumcised us already.
他已经为我们行了
割礼。What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢
？He cleanses us of sins.
他让我们洗净了我们的罪。
The inner beauty can be expressed.
所以内在的美可以发出来。
Jesus has circumcised us.
耶稣向我们行了割礼。
Look at Colossians chapter 2.
我们看哥罗西书第二章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Let's see what Paul tells us.
我们看保罗怎么说。
About circumcision. Chapter 2, verse 11, Colossians.
哥罗西书第二章十一节。
He said, we are already been circumcised. He said, we are circumcised.
他说我们是已经行受了行的割礼。
Not by human hands.
不是人手所行。
By what?
而是什么
？The last part, second part.
第二部分
Your whole self ruled by the flesh was put off when you were circumcised by Christ.
乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
Not just partly, but the whole body, mind, spirit, and soul, physical. know, everything cleansed.
整个身体灵魂都是洁净了。
Because of Jesus who has circumcised us.
因为基督向我们行了割礼。
That means using His blood, His love, He has given this inner beauty.
用他的宝血，用他的爱，让我们显出我们内在的美。
So we can give forth, send forth this glorious beauty in our life today.
所以在我们生命中，我们可以发出这个荣美。
This is why Paul was very concerned about inner beauty too.
所以保罗也是很在乎我们内在的美。
It's the circumcision of the heart that matters.
这是他说是心里的割礼才重要。
In Romans chapter 2, verse 29, he emphasizes this, right?
在罗马书第二章二十九节是这样强调。
So in Romans chapter 2, verse 29, he emphasizes inwardly circumcision of the heart is what we need.
他在罗马书第二章二十九节强调说心里的割礼是我们需要的。
External circumcision is not good. It's not good enough. And it's not it needed actually today.
外在的割礼是不够的。
In other words, our beauty must stem from within, within.
所以我们的美要是来自
glorious beauty, 内在。Must come from within.
我们的荣美要是出于内在。
This is called inner beauty.
这就是内在的美。
Is our heart beautiful?
我们的心是美的。
Are we really been circumcised by Jesus?
我们有受过耶稣的割礼吗？
If the answer is yes,
如果我们回答是是的，
we can meet the Almighty God in the heavenly kingdom.
我们可以在天国可以遇见。
The church can grow faster. Many more people will come.
教会就成长而更快，更多的人会来。
This is what we need to help each other for.
这就是我们要彼此帮助的。
Why is it possible?
为什么这是可行的呢？
That we can shine forth the glorious beauty.
我们可以发出神的荣美。
If you look at the verse again,
如果我们再看看这个经节，第七章第一节。
In this verse alone, we can see two reasons why we can do this.
在这一节中，跟我们讲了两个原因。
Why we can shine forth glorious beauty for the Lord.
跟我们讲说为什么我们可以显出神的荣美。第一个。
We are princess's daughter.
我们是王女。
Verse 1, isn't it? Oh, princess's daughter.
第一节说王女啊。
This prince, of course, is God, is the Lord Jesus.
这个王就是神，是主耶稣基督。
Daughter refers to the believers.
他的女子形容是他的信徒。
We belong to this prince.
我们是属于这个王的。
Prince means overcoming sins, overcoming temptation, overcoming Satan, overcoming death.
这个王已经胜过了诱惑，胜过了罪，胜过了死亡。
胜过撒旦哈。
胜过撒旦。
That is the prince.
这就是王。
But we are the daughter of the prince, the daughters of the prince.
我们是王的女儿。
We must be able to overcome all this kind of evilness in the world, in our life.
所以我们在生命中也要胜过这些邪恶的。
So if we take Jesus as our prince,
如果我们主耶稣是我们的王，
we can be beautiful outwardly and beautiful inwardly.
我们在外在和内在都可以美。
Because the power is not from us.
因为这个能力不是从我们
的。The power to shine.God's beauty is from the Lord Jesus.
发出荣美的能力是来自主耶稣。
It is from the sun. 从太阳来的。
不是。
This God's beauty is from the sun.
这个荣美是从太阳来的。
Who is the sun?
太阳是谁？
In Psalms 84 verse 11 tells us the sun is God.
在诗篇84篇说太阳就是神。
So we are the moon, right?
我们是月亮。
The moon shines not because of its own ability.
月亮发光不是因为它自己可以发光。
The light, the shining beauty of the moon is because of the light of the sun.
月亮可以发光是因为太阳对它发光。
But sometimes we forget.
但是我们有时候会忘记。
We think we are the sun.
我们觉得我们是太阳。
Everything you know we can do is because of our own doing.
我们觉得我们可以做的事是因为我们自己有能力。
Actually, we are just the moon.
其实我们只是月亮。
If there's no sunlight.No power from God, we cannot do anything for the Lord.
如果没有太阳的光，没有神的能力的话，我们没有办法做任何的事。
So let us God to help us.
所以我们要求神帮助。
Recognize our glorious beauty comes from the Son, God Himself, the Prince.
认知到我们的荣美是来自于神，来自于王。
So that is why we can be beautiful.
所以我们可以荣美。
Because we are.The princess's daughters.
因为我们是王的女儿。
We rely on the Almighty God.
我们依靠的是全能的神。
This is what we need to do.
这是我们要做的。
And one of the members I met recently, he said, "Everything I have here in my in the world is actually something rendered to me."
我最近遇到一个信徒，他说他所有拥有的东西都是神借给他的。
That kind of recognition is very important.
所以有这种认知是很重要的。
Then he would give as much as possible to God.
所以他会为神做他所能做的。
Then he would therefore use God's beauty to shine forth to bring more people to the Lord.
他也可以运用神的荣美，然后吸引更多的人来信。
God's beauty given to him can be physical.
神给他的美可以是物质上的。
They mean blessings of the world called earthly blessings.
属世的一些祝福。
These are all from God.
这都是从神来的。
Is that true?
不是真的吗？
But spiritual beauty, we can work for God with gifts. They are all from God.
但是属灵的美丽还有恩赐都是从神。
So this brother said, you know, all my properties, you know, that I have, whatever I can do, is only short-lived.
所以这个弟兄说，他所有的资产都是短暂的。
When I go and see God, everything will not belong to me.
当他见到神的时候，这些东西也不属于他了。
So he now tries his very best to do as much as possible for God.
所以他现在尽力的为神做他能做的。
Very touching.
这是很感人。
This is what we need to learn.
这是我们要学习。
We are the princess's daughter. Our glory is from God.
我们是王的女儿，我们的荣美是来自于神。
If this glory refers to physical and spiritual, that means everything that we have got today is from God.
不只是物质上。
如果if this glory refers to physical and spiritual gifts,
如果这些物质上的还有
if this spiritual glory refers to physical and spiritual matters, 如果荣美是代表物质跟属灵的恩赐 then we could understand everything is from God.
那我们就可以了解到所有都是从神来的。
The curves of our thighs so beautiful like jewels.
我们的大腿圆润，好像美玉。
Our feet so beautiful in the sandals.
我们的脚在鞋中何其美好。
Because we are princess's daughter.
因为我们是王的女儿。
We are just the moon.
我们只是月亮。
Without the moon, we are so dark.
我们月亮是很黑暗的。
Without the moon, no moon. Without the sun, we are so dark, right?
没有太阳，我们是很黑暗。
It's very serious.
是很严重。
So we have to ask God to help us.
所以我们要求神帮助。
Another reason given here.
这里给了另一个原因。
Why we can shine forth this glorious beauty?
为什么我们可以显出这个荣美？
Because of the work of the hands of a skillful workman.
因为我们是巧匠的手做成的。
Who is this skillful workman?
这个巧匠是谁？
Of course, it's Jesus.
当然是耶稣。
It's God Almighty.
是全能的神。
He has shaped us, you know, seasoned us, chiseled us, molded us to be useful.He has changed us.
他改变了我们。
He has cut us.
切割。
He has chisel us.
凿成。
He has really molded us.
他也塑造了我们。
So that we can be beautiful in sandals.
在我们，所以我们的脚在鞋中是很美好的。
Curves like jewels.
我们的圆润像美玉。
Because of that skillful woman.
因为是巧匠的手做的。
But if we forget this,
但是如果我们忘记的话
，then say, oh, now I get $2 million, you know, dollars in the bank because of my two hands.
如果我们说我们银行中有200万是
，if we don't have that, then we'll say this.
如果我们这样讲的话
，if we don't have, we don't recognize Jesus is the skillful workman, then we say everything that we have is from our own working.
如果没有这种巧匠的认知的话，我们会认为所有都是自己做的。
And that would be very dangerous.
这是很危险的。
Because we take God's glory, God's blessing as our own achievements. That is very serious.
因为我们把神的荣耀、神的祝福当成自己的成就，这是很严重的。
So let us really glorify God, recognizing He is our Prince, He is our skillful workman.
所以我们要荣耀神，认知到他是我们的王，他是我们的巧匠。
And spiritually, we can grow.
在属灵中，我们才可以成长。
And as far as working for God, we can shine.Glorious beauty of the Lord to many more people.
在为神工作的时候，可以显出他的荣美。
So that we can give.
我们是一直不断的给予。
So that we can give.
所以这样我们才可以不断的给。
Now there are two kinds of meaning of give.
给有两种意思。
One, give. Give me, give me.
第一种是
palm up,
向
fingers up, palm up. Give me, give me, right?
手心是向上的。
This is one of the verses we studied with the TDP student in Proverbs.
这是我跟神学生学习的一个经节。
In Proverbs, Proverbs.
在箴言中。
A leech, there's a leech.
像一个痣，血痣。
I don't know what that is. A leech is a sucking blood sucking creature.
水痣是吸血的。
A leech has two daughters.
水痣有两个
两个儿女吧。
儿女。
It's in the Bible. It says, give, give.
不断的向别人要。
All the time asking for something.
一直向别人要。
This is not glorifying God.
这不是荣耀神的。
That's why I went to different parts of the world. By God's grace, I've been to 11 countries in Africa. We have to teach them. Don't always say give, give.
所以在世界不同的地方，像在非洲的时候，我们教导他们不要一直向别人要。
In India and other countries, you know, we also teach them. Don't just say give, give.
比如说像印度和其他国家，我们教导他们不要一直向别人要。
It's the same in the Western world.Some members, they only give, give.
在今天我们有一些信徒也是一样。
That means the palm, is up, the fingers up, like that.
我们的手心和手指是向上的。
We can't glorify God like that all the time.
这样我们没有办法荣耀神。
But we have to give, give.
但是我们要给予。
Put the palm fingers down, you know, palm, a hand with the palm face downwards.That is give.
手心是向下的。
That is give.
这就是给予。
Second kind of give.
这是第二种给予。
That means we are able to do more works for God.
代表我们可以为神做更多的工。
Then we can glorify God.
荣耀神。
That is called glorious beauty.
这就是荣美。
If we cannot give.
如果我们没办法给予。
All the time we don't know the Bible. Ten basic beliefs.
我们不
认识。Tell me, teach me, give me, give me.Because we don't learn the word of God.
我们不认识圣经，不认识神的话的话，我们就是一直向别人要。
We cannot give people.
我们没办法给别人。
This is not glorification.
这不是荣耀神。
这不是荣耀。So, glorious beauty is the power to do things glorifying God and man.
所以荣美就是有能力去荣耀神。
But then we have to rely. We rely on God. Only the princes can help us.
但是我们要依靠神，因为只有王可以帮助。
Only the Almighty God, being a skillful woman, can help us to be able to give.
只有全能的神，这个巧匠才能帮助我们给予。
There's a saying, you know, there's a message comes like that.
有一个
这样的信息哈。It's a message.
有一个讯息。
You know, always seek to give rather to receive.
我们要常常的给予，而不是去接受。
Seek， 找机会给。
找机会给。
Seek， always seek. Because seeking is important. Who needs help? Who needs help? Give, give.
因为找机会是很重要的，去找需要帮助的人。
It's better than seeking to receive.
比找机会去接受更好。
This is not glorifying, is it? 这是很难荣耀神啊。It's not easy to if you're always asking.
如果我们总是要求
，The point is very clear. The point is very clear.
这个讯息是很
If we rely on the prince,
如果我们依靠这个王
，rely on a skillful woman,
依靠这个巧匠
，we can be very beautiful in our service to the Lord.
我们在向神的服事中就可以很荣美。
In our communication with God, fellowship with people, we always are useful.
向别人沟通，向别人团契都是很有用的。
Our presence in the church is useful.
我们在教会的就是很有用。
Our absence would be a big loss to the church.
如果我们不在教会的话，对教会就是一个损失。
Because our curves are so precious. The curves of our thighs are so precious, like jewels.
因为我们的大腿圆润好像美玉。
Very precious.
很宝贵。
And our feet in the sandals are so beautiful.
我们的脚在鞋中何其美好。
Is that true?
这不是真的吗？
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
Otherwise, we find it very difficult to shine forth the glorious beauty.
不然我们要发出这个荣美是很困难的。
So let's ask God to help us.
所以我们向神要求求神帮助。
These are the two main reasons that we can be beautiful.
这是我们可以荣美的两个主要原因。
So we can help more people, bring more people to the house of God.
可以帮助更多人，带领更多人来到神的家。
Look at verse 2.
我们看第二节。
And then we continue to study tomorrow.
我们明天可以继续查考。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
第七章第二节。
Your navel is a rounded goblet. It lacks no blended beverage. Just look at this part, huh?
我们看你的肚脐如圆杯，不缺调和的酒。
As I said, Song of Song uses different parts of the human body to teach us.
雅歌用人体不同的部位来教导我们。
Your navel is a rounded goblet.
你的肚脐如圆杯。
What is a navel?
肚脐是什么？
It's a center part of the body.
就是身体的中心点。
But it's a rounded goblet. 圆杯。
你的肚脐如圆杯。
What does it mean?
This,
the Bible says it, so we better pay attention to it.
因为圣经这样讲的话，我们就要专心去看。
Your navel is a rounded goblet.
你的肚脐如圆杯。
If we take the navel, because it's the center of the body.
如果肚脐是人体的中心点。
It is to indicate church organization.
代表的是教会的组织。
Organization is very important in the church.
有组织对教会是很重要的。
But workers are equally important within the organization.
但是工作的人跟组织是一样重要。
Without these two coming together,
如果这两个没有在一起的话
，it is difficult to have rounded goblets.
要有圆杯是很困难的。
What does it mean, rounded goblets?
圆杯是什么意思
？Smooth.
是很
no edges,
没有棱角。
Because edges can hurt.
因为这些角度可以会
can hurt,
伤到人。
But here, organization is so good, round the goblet.
但是这个组织是像圆杯一样。
It's wonderful.
是很美好的。
How wonderful.
多美好。
Lacking no blended beverage.
不缺调和的酒。
This beverage is a drink.
这个酒是一种饮料。
It is used here to tell us it must be homogenized.
在这里是教导我们，让我们可以成为一。
In other words, let's say you have a cup of tea, put milk in, you have to stir it to homogenize it, right?
就好像
you make a tea, cup of tea.
如果泡茶的话
，some people put milk in, right?
有一些人放牛奶。
And you have to mix it before you can use it.
你要去先去搅拌它。
But if you put the wrong thing, the milk might be out of date. Then you have coagulation, right?
如果你放过期的牛奶的话，就可能会结块。
Not good.
这不好了。
Cannot be homogenized.
没有办法成为一。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢
？Unity.
这是联合。
合一啊。
合一。
Harmony.
是和睦的。
Lack.Is a lacking no blended beverage.
不缺调和的酒。
So this navel with rounded goblet, lacking no blended beverage.
你的肚脐如圆杯，不缺调和的酒。
Ask ourselves.
我们问自己。
We may be responsible workers in the church.
我们可能是教会有负责一些工作的人。
Maybe very much in responsibilities.
有责任心。
But if we are not united,
但是如果不是合一的话。
How can we show good examples to send forth the glorious beauty so that members can learn from us?
我们如何可以发出荣美，然后其他信徒可以向我们学习呢
？Or let other people who do not know the truth yet can say, "Wow, this church is so much united."
还是让一些不是认识真理的人可以认知到教会是很合一的。
Brothers and sisters say, "Wow, this church organization is lacking no blended."Beverage.
弟兄姐妹会说这个不缺调和的酒。
This is wonderful, isn't it?
这是很美好的。
So unity is so important in the church.
所以合一对教会是很重要的。
Without this,
没有合一
it's difficult to send forth glorious beauty.
很难发出荣美。
I know of a church board.
我知道一个负责人。
负责会。
负责人会。
Church board. I got about nine or 11 members.
差不多11个成员。
九或者十一哦。And then, if you look at the members, board members,
如果我们看这些负责人
they are from the age of 20 something to 60 something.
从二十几岁到六十几岁
Everyone working together in unity.
每一个人都是合一的工作。
So because of these age differences, they can take care of different brothers and sisters in the church who need help.
因为他们有年纪的差距，所以他们在教会中可以帮助
不同的人。So that they can really send forth the God's beauty of the saints in the end time in the church.
所以他们在真教会可以发出末世圣徒的荣美。
You can see the church growing all the time.
我们可以看到这个教会一直成长。
Why?
为什么？
Navel is a rounded goblet.
因为他们肚脐如圆杯。
Lacking no blended beverage.
不缺调和的酒。
This is so vital for us to recognize if we want to send forth God's glory.
如果我们要发出神的荣耀，这对我们是很重要的认知。
We are rounded. 我们是圆的。
我们是圆的。
What would that do?
这是能做什么呢？
We are very careful with our words.
我们对自己说的话很小心。
We are very careful with even body language.
我们对自己的肢体语言也很小心。
Because if you are not rounded,
因为如果我们不是圆的，
our words can hurt, can offend.
我们的话可以伤到别人。
Our actions can even deter people to come to the Lord.
我们的行为可以让别人远离神。
This is very serious.
这是很严重。
So we must ask God to help us so that we do not lack blended beverage.
所以我们要求神帮助我们不缺调和的酒。
Unity.Very important.
合一是非常重要的。
But without praying, more and more cultivation is not easy.
但是如果没有祷告、没有灵修的话，是很困难。
To be really in unity, not easy.
如果要合一是很困难。
So this would eventually give us glory to glorify God.
这里可以让我们有可以荣耀神。
We're going to study tomorrow. Continue more.
我们明天会继续查考。
Let's sing a hymn.
唱诗。
342.
But
it's not 100% wonderfully sung.
但是唱的不是很完美。
But it's okay. We use our heart to do this.
那这是好，还没关系，可以。
We can sing this again maybe tomorrow.
我们可以明天可能继续唱。
We're going to pray together, huh?
我们要一起祷告。
Ask God to help us.
求神帮助。
So that the Sabbath day, starting from this evening until tomorrow, would be beneficial for all of us.
所以安息日从今天晚上到明天，对我们是有帮助的。
So that you know, we can take this Sabbath as a day of joy.
让我们可以把安息日当成一个喜乐的日子。
Then you can see our life or mentality will be very different.
让我们的 生命的目标会变很不一样。
And then shining the glorious beauty would not be that difficult.
所以发出神的荣美不是很困难。
Oh, let's kneel down and pray.
我们一起跪下祷告。